Turn to Proverbs 3:23. I'm going to try to get through four more verses tonight, Lord willing. Proverbs 3:23. This is continuing the thought there from verse 21, which is really a further continuation of thought from 13. But we'll just start with verse 21. My son, let not them depart from thine eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. So shall they be life unto thy soul and grace to thy neck. And then our verse, then shalt thou walk in thy way safely, and thy foot shall not stumble. So we'll look at it, at both clauses of it. The first one, then shalt thou walk in thy way safely. So this is predicated on verse 13, keeping wisdom and instruction, and then verse 21, keeping discretion. And when we do that, then we'll have a safe Christian walk. And I think it's interesting when you think about how many times in the Bible where it talks about our walk. I know that's one thing that Austin always prays, that we'd walk a good Christian walk. That's something that I hear you say frequently. And that's true. The Bible talks a lot about our walk. A walk is to walk. The verb is to journey, move about, especially on foot, to go from place to place, to journey, wander. Figuratively, which is how we're looking at it here, chiefly in religious use after Bible examples, to conduct oneself, behave ill or well, wisely or unwisely, sometimes with reference to a metaphorical path or way, and we looked at that in Proverbs chapter 2, if you remember, to walk with God, it says there, and then it references Genesis 5:22, and that would have been Enoch. He walked with God and was not. It's interpreted to mean, quote, to lead a godly life, so rendered by Coverdale. He was one of the Bible translators prior to the King James. After Luther, later versions retain the Hebrew phrase, or to have intimate communion with God is another meaning of it. So that's pretty much probably what we already knew, that your walk is the path that you're going on with God. Essentially, it's your lifestyle that you're leading, in other words. And then it says that we will walk in our way safely. Safely is in a safe manner or without harm or injury occasioned or received, often with verbs of coming, going, keeping, and the like, where the adjective might be used. So whenever we are then walking safely, then we're walking in a way, we're living in a way that is free from harm or injury. So we're going to not have all the pitfalls in our lives that people that are not walking in wisdom experience. And if we do walk in the way of wisdom, then we guide our hearts, then we end up circumventing all of the evil men and strange women that we read about in Proverbs chapter 2, and we already looked at that here several weeks ago. And then, after we're converted, then we should continue to not go in the old paths that we were in. We walk in new paths. We walk in newness of life, as the Scripture tells us. Just to give you a couple of verses here. Ephesians 4:17 through 24. And this is all based on keeping wisdom instruction, or keeping wisdom understanding and discretion. When we do this, then we should not be living in the way that we once were. And if we are, then there's probably something wrong. Ephesians 4:17 through 24. This I say therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth, that means from here forward, from here on, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with greediness. See, these people once had a conscience that was able to feel the pricks. When you do something wrong and you feel bad about it, and you have this nagging feeling like, I shouldn't be doing that. But if you just keep doing it, then eventually you get numb to the pricks and you get past feeling, and that's what these people are. And Paul's warning church members not to go there, not to get to that point. But ye have not so learned Christ, if so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts. It's funny that the new versions say, which is being corrupted. Like the old man is being corrupted. Like you're on the process of getting yourself to hell, but you're not really totally corrupt yet, right? Because you could still reform yourself and get yourself saved or whatever.
Yeah, and being corrupted, you can be corrupted by things from the outside, but this says it is corrupted.
Is right, exactly, yes. It's funny, just all the little words there, you just change a tense, add a little word in here or there, and it totally changes the meaning. Which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. So this is, Paul is teaching us to do what Solomon says that we'll do. We'll walk in thy way safely. We're not going to be walking in the old paths that we were in our former sins, but we're going to be walking in God's paths. Look at 1 Peter 4, 3 through 4. You just think about how much trouble the people of this world would save themselves if they just read this book every day, put it into practice best they could in their lives, and all of the heartache, all the problems, all the troubles that they would save themselves, physically, mentally, spiritually, financially, in every way. 1 Peter 4, 3 through 4. It says, for the time past of our life may suffice us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles when we walked, there's a word again, when we walked in lasciviousness, lusts, excess of wine, talked about that on Sunday, revelings, banquetings, and abominable idolatries, wherein they think it strange that ye run not with them to the same excess of riot, speaking evil of you. When you're running with them, it's like walking on steroids, right? You're going at it at an even greater pace, just taking in all the sin that you can. And that's not a safe walk. That's a walk that's certainly going to cause you to stumble. And that's what the next part of the verse says here. Then shalt thou walk in thy way safely, and thy foot shall not stumble. To stumble is to miss one's footing or trip over an obstacle. In walking or running, so as to fall or be in danger of falling. So yeah, it's pretty basic what that word means. We all know that. And of course you just would put that in a spiritualized context. So when you fall, think about, how about backsliding? The scripture talks about backsliding. We're familiar with that term. Or stumbling, you fall into sin, like somebody, you know, pride goeth before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. So when you're figuratively falling down, getting injured. So in that, wisdom will keep our feet from stumbling. In other words, it'll keep us from falling. And there's a good reason for that, because if we're walking in the Word of God, then we're walking in the light that God gives us, and we'll be able to see where we're going essentially. 1 John 1 and verse 7. Pretty hard to walk if it's pitch black out and you don't have a flashlight. That's what it's like. That is what it would be like if you didn't have any knowledge of the Bible whatsoever and you just went out there and lived according to how this world tells us to live. And you'd have yourself so screwed up, and you'd have kids out of wedlock, and you'd have single parents, pretty much like society like we have today. And, you know, you'd have life that would be a total mess. In many ways, you'd have drug addiction and alcohol addiction and one foolish thing after the other. But if you have the light when you're walking outside, when it's dark out, then you can see where you're going, even if it is dark all around you, right? You can see where you're going in the midst of the darkness. That's what this book is like, to get us through this life without stumbling. It's like the flashlight. 1 John 1 and verse 7. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. So we walk in Christ's light. Christ said he is the light of the world. And it says that Proverbs 4:18, the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more into the perfect day. So the further you walk in faith, the further ahead the light shines and elucidates your path for you. So as long as we continue to use the Word of God for light for our path, then we're not going to stumble in the dark. Look in Proverbs 6 and verse 23. It says, "For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and reproofs of instruction are the way of life." So right there you have the verse that just says what I was talking about. The law is light. It's your flashlight. Proverbs 4 and verse 19 says, "The way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble." Just what I was mentioning there. They're walking through the same dark world we are, but they don't have the light. And they can't see where they're going.
What is that verse about walking as children of light in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation? Am I mixing up
two? Yeah, Ephesians 5. Walk in light. I've got to get the... It's right on the tip of my tongue.
Eight.
Oh, yeah, there we go, yeah. "For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light."
It's not what I was thinking. There is another one. I'm mixing up two different verses.
Yeah, I know what verse you're talking about. It's right on the tip of my tongue. I was thinking it was this one. So that will... Did I read... Yeah, I already read 4:19. Yeah, so that takes care of verse 23, and that will take us down to number 24.